And we're with Rod Hogan from Red Trail Vineyards. So tell us, give us a little update on your situation. You guys are getting bigger and stronger, right?
Well, I tell you what, this is our 17th year and of growing grapes. And yeah, it keeps getting busy. This year we've had a couple new things. Right now, in the county, we have a wine trail that you can go on. And you go to the 8 different places and you get a free t-shirt after that. And you can pick cards up at any of the wineries in the county or at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Our suppers, we do those Friday night suppers, and they have been full every time this year. So it's really been great that way. Our crops this year, the winter we had at 34 below, some of the grapes didn't like it. And we lost at least 300 grapes that we did take out and replanted with another variety. And then we also lost maybe another 180 plants that we didn't take out because they make such good wine. Mm-hmm. So we're going to skip a year. They're not going to produce this year, but next year they'll be back again. So it was kind of a struggle, just like it is with every crop, that the farmers are having problems and the grape guys are too this year. It's been just a cold year.
Suppers, are they 12 months out of the year, Fridays? I hear they're super popular.
Oh, no, we started in May, actually.
Okay.
And our last supper is coming up the 20th of September. This Friday we got a lobster boil, and then the last supper is on the 20th, and that's roast beef and mashed potatoes and gravy. But I'm sorry to say, we are totally booked. Yeah, and that's what's happened with our suppers. It used to be somebody would call for a reservation for 2, but now when you get a call, it's a reservation for 6 or 8 people. So they really fill up fast. So
what's your maximum then?
We do a thing on the first Friday of every month. It's a steak, baked potato, and coleslaw for $10. And that night we can do up to 50 people. And coming to our suppers, it's not like going uptown to a cafe. It's because you come and you stay till it's over. It's not a come and go deal. You stay. And some nights I'll even drag my guitar out and sing a few tunes. So, anyway.
And
we have fun.
If people want to learn more about Red Trail Vineyards, how can they go about that?
Well, you just check out our website. It's redtrailvineyards.com, and a lot of times the information is always on there. And even though our last supper is coming up on the 20th, it doesn't really mean it's going to be our last supper. It depends on the weather. and also another thing that I'd like to say is grape harvest is coming up too, the end of September. So if you'd like to come out and spend a day with us picking some grapes to see how we do that, that would be just wonderful. Just give me a call. You can find our number on the website, redtrailvineyards.com.
All right. With Rod Hogan from Red Trail Vineyards here, our guest here on KOVC.